Governor Peter Shumlin says a major software fix at Vermont Health Connect will finally solve the customer service shortcomings that have plagued the program since its launch. But state emails show that the technology is still very much a work in progress. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the documents suggest taxpayers might end up footing the bill for mistakes related to this technological transition.
Earlier this week, Governor Peter Shumlin said he had some good news to share with Vermonters. In a fifth-floor conference room with panoramic views of downtown Montpelier, Shumlin said the customer service backlog at Vermont Health Connect is down to 4,500, less than half the number of people that were waiting for changes back in June. Better yet, according to Shumlin, the software that was supposed to enable automatic updates to customers' insurance policies was working as planned.
The good news there is that now the vast majority of those incoming changes are dealt with on the phone within 15 minutes, 20 minutes, as the customer waits.
That last statement isn't quite accurate. Fewer than half of incoming calls are handled in a single phone call. But his general premise, that Vermont Health Connect works much better now than it did 10 weeks ago, seems to be about right, according to people who should know. Here's Corey Gustafson, Director of Government and Public Relations with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont.
There's still some work to be done with the more complicated transactions to make the system fully automated, but clear progress has been made.
While progress is undeniable, however, significant challenges remain, and internal emails between top officials at Vermont Health Connect and the state's largest private insurer show that the rollout of the new change of circumstance software has hit potholes along the way. Blue Cross officials have on numerous occasions expressed concerns about the testing protocols used to ensure the new technology works as well as it needs to, and they've sought repeated assurances that financial liability for billing errors resulting from insufficient testing will fall squarely on the state.
There have been many communications between Blue Cross and Vermont Health Connect representatives that have emphasized how important it is to thoroughly test.
Cassandra Geekus is Director of Operations at Vermont Health Connect and has overseen the change of circumstance rollout. Geekus says the emails, obtained by VPR in a public records request, spotlight areas of concern that have arisen along the way. But she says the conflicts illuminated by those correspondences, including concerns about inadequate testing, have largely been resolved.
Our perspective on the technology is that it's working incredibly well. And I think the numbers speak for themselves on that issue.
As for who gets stuck with the tab for billing errors related to the deployment of the new technology, that seems to be an open matter. In a June 30th email, the director of audit at Blue Cross raises concerns about the fact that there's been no, quote, end-to-end testing of the billing process in the new change of circumstance environment. Given that uncertainty, she asks for confirmation that Vermont Health Connect will assume financial liability for any billing errors that occur as a result. In another email, she says it's Blue Cross's expectation that the insurer, quote, will be made whole. Lawrence Miller, chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration, says no one ever directly addressed Blue Cross's statements in those emails, and he says the question of liability will be left to a reconciliation process next year.
But we're not gonna take on any responsibility informally outside of contract, and we're not going to do a contract amendment in 2 hours.
State officials are under an October 1 deadline to get the change of circumstance backlog down to zero. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.